Your wingman isn't just going to be there for you at the bar. They're now going to be there for you in an online dating app.
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this podcast is actually being ripped from our channel over on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-like things like me asking you to like or subscribe to the channel, I would just super duper appreciate it if you transfer that instead over to whatever podcast app you're utilizing right now. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today, we're going to be going over an online dating app called Wingman, an online dating app that incorporates your friends and family in your online dating experience. Now, before I get into all that, though, I did want to tell you guys about our online dating website deals page. Our online dating website deals page is a host of online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, I suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website, and at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our opening line formula and more. Now, in order to make this video a bit easier to comprehend, I've broken it down into these five sections, the first of which is user demographics, then the ease of use, then the prices, then the features, and then the success rates. So let's jump into number one on my list, which is the user demographics. Before we get into the demographics too deeply, I want to talk very briefly about how this app actually works. In simple terms, it's an online dating app where your friends and family can be involved in your online dating experience. For simplicity's sake, I'll be referring to the user who is looking to find a date for themselves as a bachelor, and I'll be referring to those users who are looking to find a date for their friend as the wingman. Keep in mind, that doesn't mean that all of these users are only men. They can be bachelorettes and wing women as well. I'm just trying to keep it simple here. Anyways, those users, meaning bachelors and wingmen, can actually link their accounts together, and they can both be searching for users on the app for that particular bachelor. So bachelors will be swiping through users looking for matches for themselves, and wingmen will be swiping through users looking for matches for their bachelor. So from this, you can tell from the user demographics that all of the users here are going to have at least one very close friend or family member who they trust in finding them a partner who is fit for them. It also means that users who are utilizing this app are more likely than not looking for serious dates rather than one-night stands or flings. And because of the nature of the app, most bachelors on this website are more likely going to be introverted as they're involving their friends and family in their dating realm, which means that they likely aren't going to be great at going out and finding dates on their own. As far as the average ages on Wingman go, most users are aged between 20 and 35 years old, although you will find users as young as 18, and there is even a user who is all the way up to 75 years old, if you can believe it. Unfortunately, I was not able to find a male to female ratio here. However, there are plenty of users, and while I was utilizing the app, I never ran out of any users, so this isn't really a problem to be worrying about. So this is gonna move me on to number two on my list, but before I jump into that, I did wanna ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is gonna move me on to number two on my list, which is the ease of use. This dating app is certainly a little bit more complicated, and in fact, more complicated than any online dating app I've seen to sign up for, simply because you're going to need two separate phone numbers, two separate emails, and two separate accounts that people can utilize in order to sign up for this app. This makes sense, however, because in order for you to actually match other people on the app, a user does actually have to be connected to a wingman. So that means that there are going to have to be two people involved when you are creating an account on this app. So once you've downloaded the app, signing up for it is going to be slightly different depending on if you're a bachelor or a wingman. Let's talk about signing up as a wingman first. When you sign up, you will answer the following questions: what gender your bachelor is interested in, what age range they are interested in, and what gender they identify as. After that, you will send your bachelor an invite link to download the app by sending them a text message. So you will have to write down the bachelor's name and phone number next. From here, you will list how you know the bachelor, and you are given the options of either friend or family. Then you will answer how many years you've known them, and finally you will answer a short text box talking about what makes your bachelor unique. Keep in mind, whatever you write here will be seen on the bachelor's profile. You can edit it later, but it will be best to make sure that your bachelor approves of what you are writing first. From here, you will simply add your own photo as a wingman, write your own first name, email, and confirm that you are over 18 years of age. After that, you will then have to verify your account via your phone number. You will be sent a verification code to fill out. After that, your bachelor will then get a text from you asking them to join your invite to the Wingmint app as a bachelor. So then this would move us on what it's like signing in as a bachelor. Don't worry though, most of the steps are the same. After opening the link from your text, it will open up the Wingmint app. First, the bachelor will identify their gender and what gender they are interested in, the city they are living in, and their date of birth. The bachelor is also given a section to write a bio out, which I always recommend that all users do, no matter what online dating website you are signing up for. Then, the bachelor presents their own photo, along with a first name and their own email. From here, the sign-up process is complete, and both the bachelor and the wingman can search for potential matches for the bachelor. Wingman works like most other dating apps in the sense that swiping left means you'd rather not match, and swiping right means that you do want to match. You can also tap on a user's profile to see their full profile, which will include the bachelor's bio if they wrote one, along with the wingman bio of the bachelor as well. We'll dive deeper into the features when we jump into the feature section of this video, but as far as the app goes, it's pretty smooth to run and very easy to figure out. I haven't had any glitches or mistakes happen, and everything seems to run pretty smoothly. If I am looking for anything that I need in the app, I can easily find it. So this is going to move me into the next one on my list, but before we jump into that, I did want to tell you guys about our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website, and at the end of that quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. This is going to move me into number 3 on my list, which is the price. This is going to be a really easy section to go over because as of right now, Wingmint is a 100% free online dating app to utilize. And as far as I can tell, they don't have any option for you to sign up for a premium version. However, when I look into the Wingmint app on the Apple Store, you can see that there is actually two different payment options that you could utilize for becoming a Wingmint premium member, but there's no way to actually access that or pay for it. And there's nowhere in the app that talks about what that even is. So that tells me that at some point in the future, they are planning some sort of premium membership that they could be utilizing. But as of right now, the app is 100% free to use, and you can't even have the option to pay any money into it at this moment. But before you do sign up for any online dating website and decide that you do want to pay for a paying membership, I do highly suggest you check out our online dating website deals page. Our online dating website deals page is a host of online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you wanted to save yourself some money, who the heck doesn't, be sure to check out our online dating website deals page. So this is going to move me into number 4 on my list, which is the features. The Wingmint app has a lot of unique features, both from the Wingman's perspective and the bachelor's perspective. But for now, let's just start with the bachelor's perspective. From the bottom of the app, you can see 5 menus, which include a stack logo, a friends logo, a heartbeat logo, a message box logo, and a profile logo. Let's start with the stack logo. Similarly to Tinder, you will be swiping left and right to decide if you want to pass or like a person. As I said earlier, tap on a person's profile to see their full profile, which can include multiple bios from the bachelor and their wingman, more photos, and even how far away they are from you. If you accidentally pass somebody you meant to like, Wingmint has a cool feature where you can shake your phone and it will undo a swipe. If you like a profile as a bachelor, you are given 2 different options. They are to say hi and introduce yourself, or you can ask a wingman to introduce you to them. Sending hi will simply send that user a like, and if they match with you, then you'll be able to communicate with them, or their wingman, depending on what the other user chose. If you choose to have your wingman introduce you, they will be able to communicate with your wingman after a match is made. From your friends menu, you will see a list of users who are either your wingman or are other single bachelors that you are being a wingman for. You can also add bachelors or wingmen from this menu. The heartbeat icon will show you any recent activity on the app, such as a match being made, or if any of your wingmen and or bachelors have decided that somebody might be a good match for you. The message box logo is where you can chat with other users you have integrated with, including bachelors, wingmen, and those you have matched with. And lastly, the profile logo is where you can view your own profile and edit it if you wish. You can also access the app's settings on the top left corner as well. Now let's look at the wingman's perspective, but honestly, there isn't too much of a difference, but there is a little bit. The biggest difference is that when you are on the stack menu, when you like somebody, you are simply sending a suggestion to your bachelor. Other than that, it is all pretty much the same, except for the fact that you are looking for a partner for your friend and not for yourself. When your bad joke suggests that their wingman, which would be you in this case, introduce a user to them, you are given the option to decide if that person is a good suit for them or not. If the other person matches, you will be messaging them on behalf of your bachelor. The app may seem pretty confusing after going over all of that explanation, but honestly, you'll get the hang of it in no time as soon as you start utilizing this app. So this is going to move me into number 5 on my list, but before I jump into that, I did want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me into number 5 on my list, which is the success rates. So let's talk about if this app is going to be successful for you or not. And first things first, if you are looking for one night stands, hookups, or flings, you're definitely not going to find it here. And honestly, it seems like casual dating is not really on the table here either. Almost all users here are looking for other users who are looking for serious long-term relationships. Other than that, your chances on this website are going to be higher if you are between 20 and 35 years old, as that seems to be the average age range of users on this app. However, with this app being not so popular, you're going to find that there aren't a ton of users on this app either. I think that you would do fine in this app if you were living in a city, but if you are really living in the middle of nowhere, then it's going to be a pretty rare case for you to find a lot of other people on this app. I definitely do think that it is possible to find success on this app. However, it is going to be up to you and having your friends and family involved in your online dating experience. And it's also going to be determined on the number of users on this app, which there aren't too many in the meantime. So I think that this app does have a lot of potential, but it's going to be difficult for you to find a lot of matches here. But if you do decide to sign up for any online dating website, I do suggest to check out our online dating website deals page. Our deals page hosts multiple different online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, I suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. And at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our opening line formula and more. If you guys wanted to see some more content from us, be sure to check out the videos popping up on my left and right here. And I did want to ask you guys again real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. We'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya.